Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview talking with Patty Garaby. She's the executive director and founder of American Girls Heritage Association. It is an organization that is a godly organization that is replacing the Girl Scouts. We'll put it like that. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and their compromised positions with all their political correctness and the acceptance of, well, I'm not even going to get into it, but you know what I'm talking about. Well, Patty Garaby and a group of friends started the American Heritage Girls Association around their kitchen table, and it has now just exploded into so many chapters nationwide, actually worldwide. And she's back today to continue the interview that we started yesterday discussing the American Heritage Girls Association. So let's jump right back into the interview with Patty Garaby.
Currently, with the entire country dealing with this coronavirus, that has had to have had an impact on your organization, right? I mean, you can't hold meetings or go camping or any of the normal activities. How have you adapted to the virus situation?
This has set everyone's head upside down, right? I mean, particularly ministries. Mm-hmm. We are, of course, affected by it financially, big time. Our staff of over 50 have had to telework. Our office is vacant at this point, without childcare, and many of our workers are mamas, and that's posed a problem. However, the need is still great, and maybe even greater for our members to be able to connect, to be able to have solid foundational teachings, to be able to do the fun activities in their own homes and families that they've done before. So really, necessity is the mother of invention. Oh, yeah. AHG has been busy at work day and night, and I can't tell you, Pastor Bob, I've never worked harder in my life than I have in the last 2.5 months trying to find ways to be able to deliver a program to girls in a way that's effective, that is meaningful and eternally transforming, like American Heritage Girls is in the troop setting. And while encouraging the volunteers to hang in there, God is sovereign. He does have this, and he has a plan, and NHG is part of it. So we are working with the troops and the churches, which we charter with, encouraging them to, and praying for them moreover, but also encouraging them with some tools to help navigate this situation. And we've got several tools. We have a radio minute called Raising Godly Girls, where every day on radio stations across the nation, families will hear the 1 minute program about a current issue that's confronting today's girls, a biblical solution, and then a call to action for families, all within a minute. That's sort of tough to do, but we also have a blog on our AmericanHeritageGirls.org webpage that will help parents deal with some issues such as bullying, anxiety, all you name it, it's addressed on this blog. And so we've been updating that. And most recent update is about how to deal with COVID and the anxiety that it produces.
Yeah, I mean, with the spread of this virus, I mean, it's increased, fear and anxiety, in adults, let alone, youth. How are you helping girls deal with that?
Well, it's really important, first of all, for not just the girls to deal with it, but for parents to understand where the kiddos are. We've got 10, I would say about 10 different strategies that we encourage parents to consider when dealing with the anxiety that COVID is producing in this pandemic in general. You don't have to contract the virus, as we all know, to be affected by it. Right. We're all affected. And so one of the key things is, I don't know if you knew this, but 31% of all adolescents today have a diagnosed anxiety disorder.
Mm.
So this is pre-COVID. This is, I'm talking in the last year and a half, a comorbidity study for youth showed that this 31% of diagnosed anxiety disorders are there in our in the United States of America. Now, think about it. That's diagnosed. I can't imagine what the real number is of the undiagnosed kiddos that are dealing with anxiety. So we're already coming in sort of at a detriment or a deficiency into this pandemic within our youth. And so it's what's happening is anxiety is creating stress, and we know that stress weakens the immune system. Mm-hmm. So it's really critical that we help our kids understand not only that they need to wash their hands and they need to be careful, but not freak them out and add to this stress that will lower their immune system, thus making them more susceptible to other diseases. Another easy thing for parents to think about is your kiddo drinking enough water? This may sound odd, but dehydration irritates the brain. And an irritated brain releases all these kinds of hormones that are negative to our well-being. And so it's really important to keep your brain and your body hydrated. Connection with others helps regulate emotions. When we're lonely, we can easily lead into depression, particularly anxiety-ridden kiddos. And so keeping that connection, not just with family, but making sure that they're calling their friends, that they're reaching out, that they're able to meet virtually with their troops like we do in American Heritage Girls, but to feel like they're part of a bigger group than just their family, because that's really important to kids.
Yeah.
It's critical too for families to say that they are a safe place. And, you know, when I say that, I can't help but think in my heart, breaks for those kids that are in families that are not well-founded. There may be abuse involved, emotional, physical, mental abuse. And my heart breaks for those kids that are really sort of stuck. And my prayers go to that situation. But I'm talking about maybe your listeners and how they can tell their children that no matter what, we're sticking together. We are for each other. The Lord has created us as a safe place, and that we will honor Him and we will stick together. Yeah. It's important too for parents to be regulated or to maintain their own emotions. I mean, this is tough for adults too, but we can't let the kids know it. We've got to try to be as real with them as we can, but still regulating our own emotions. Amen. Routine is critical, Pastor Bob. To keep a routine is not easy when you've got a lot of ability to sort of bend the rules. You know, we've got online learning now. There's certain classes that they have to go to, but then there's a lot of free time. It's really critical to maintain a routine to help with the safety. And then also being fully present. Now, this may sound funny. Well, yeah, we're all stuck in the house together. Of course we're present. I'm not talking about physical presence. I'm talking about real eye to eye. I'm listening to you, kiddo. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not predisposed to just watching what's going on in the media. I am listening to you eye to eye, heart to heart. That really sounds easy, but it's not. And that's important to do too.
Well, how have your girls been dealing with, you know, the social isolation and, you know, keeping up with schoolwork and things like that?
Well, it's really what they've been doing is we've been offering them a lot of specialized weeks. For instance, we just did a Medical Heroes Week where the girls can tune in, and I'm on there interviewing an emergency room physician that happens to be part of the American Heritage Girl family. She actually started her troop in Knoxville, and she's talking about how she's dealing with COVID. I had a couple of alumna, American Heritage Girl graduates, that are now physicians, and one's in Connecticut and right in the throngs of this, sharing about what that's like. And then we also had a disaster alert person from Samaritan's Purse who works with, he's a physician and he works with families in Togo and Tobago and these areas that are remote and third world countries, and how COVID is affecting those third world countries. But doing it in a way that not is to scare the children, but rather what their medical bag spiritually looks like and how they armor themselves up each and every day to deal with the anxiety around this. So basically what we're doing with the girls is trying to soothe them, to let them know who's really in charge, which is the Lord, and to bring them to scriptural passages and understanding of where we can reach the Lord and how we can be calmed by this situation. And of course, that's through prayer, scripture study, and other spiritual disciplines.
Amen. Amen. I know, you know, AHG's mission is building women of integrity and through service to God, family, community, country. With this coronavirus thing, you know, sweeping the nation as far as the fear and panic and all that, what are some of the ways that your girls are able to reach out and help and serve others?
I love that. I love that you asked that question. You know, Pastor Bob, we have a tagline that is faith, service, and fun. And we like to say that service is our middle name. And the way that girls, you know, when they feel out of control, which is what where we all feel right now, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We are out of control. And the way girls can feel like they have control of something is by serving others, by giving themselves away, so to speak. And that's the way we've been wired. The Lord has wired us that way to serve others. And so I've seen all kinds of things happening, from chalk drawings on sidewalks of encouraging not just our healthcare workers, but the elderly, going to nursing homes and making these chalk drawings so that they can see them through the windows. That's been a beautiful thing. Of course, to sew masks. We are really seeing an uptick in the sewing badge that we have, where the girls are, their main project is sewing masks for not just healthcare workers, but grocery workers, as well as the general public now, because here in Ohio and across the nation, they're starting to be able to go back into work, but with masks. So we're seeing that happening. You know, like I said before, necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. Many of our troops help their charter organizations, which is the church, with their service projects. And so, for instance, around Easter, a lot of churches do an outreach of an Easter egg hunt. Well, those couldn't happen this year. So what were they to do with all these eggs and all this stuff that had been collected over the year for this Easter egg hunt? But the girls had a great idea. Why don't we make Easter baskets and deliver them, and sort of like ding dong ditch, you know, ringing the doorbell, leaving the basket right there for the neighbors with a note of love about how Jesus loves them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so those are just a few, but these girls are as creative as the day is long. And so they've got all kinds of great ideas going on.
That is so cool. Hey, man, that's awesome. Hey, but man, I'm just so impressed. That's cool. But, you know, at the same time that, you know, this virus is in the news and, you know, don't talk to people, don't touch people, don't go around people and all that, as well as their adult supervisors, right? Mm-hmm. And you're teaching them, you know, how to deal with this stress and how to be of service to others at the same time. They have to be cognizant of their own safety and welfare. How are you having them like reinforce that as well?
Absolutely. Well, you know, American Heritage Girls, one of our primary goals is to keep girls safe. Otherwise, we don't deserve to exist if we are not protecting girls. You know, we did this. We were started over a heart protection, you know, protecting girls from the agenda from the other organization. So it was really important that we not only protect their hearts, but also them physically. So a lot of our troops are doing virtual meetings with two deep leadership, which means two adults on the meeting at all times. We do not use platforms that will allow others to be able to see them or hear them or message them. These are platforms that are safe. That we have developed for the girls to be able to meet virtually. It's also very important, even in a text message situation, that adults are not text messaging a girl singularly. It's got to be the entire family. So we've got a lot of criteria around safety. Of course, when we get to meet physically, there's so many safety and health guidelines, background checks, child protection training. All of these things are part of what AHG offers the volunteer leaders and the charter organizations to keep girls safe. And of course, camping's a big part of that. Now, most of our camps, unfortunately, this year have been canceled. Even, Pastor Bob, our 25th National Girl Convention had to be postponed for next year. So that was a deep, difficult decision. But safety is really critical. And so if we can't keep the girls safe from COVID, safe from people that may want to do them harm, and safe just by doing activities that are not too high risk, but yet stretch them, you know, keeping them as safe as possible is really an important facet of American Heritage Girls.
Amen. You talk about the adult volunteers. How does AHG train its adult volunteers? I mean, is there like a special training program they have to go through? Is it decentralized to local organizations or chapters? How does all that work?
Right. There is standardized programming and training for the adults because, you know, in this world, our kids, they move a lot. And so we want the troop that is in Little Rock, Arkansas to look very similar to the one that might be in Baltimore, Maryland. Right. So we standardize our training. And that is, of course, offered to our leaders free of charge for them to be able to take online or live and in person. So there's a lot of training, not just around child protection, which I'd already mentioned, but also around how to do the program, child development, how to make it fun for the kids, and how to allow them to really, the girls, to lead the troop rather than the adults taking over. So if it's not the girls' troop, they're not going to want to be part of it. So that's another fine line that we have to train the leaders around.
Amen. Amen. With this virus stuff, because this is what's really central in the news right now at the time of this recording, how does AHG equip its adult volunteers to engage in this informative, faith-filled conversation with girl members and their families? Because you got to incorporate the families into it as well, especially as it relates to this coronavirus situation. How are you teaching the families as well as the girls?
Right. Well, a lot of it is through this Raising Godly Girls blog, where we actually have all these different protectorates and also programs with our, we have program alliances. You know, one of the key things, Pastor Bob, is the Christian community needs to be connected and united. And each of us has something to offer. And so what AHG looks for are program alliances and partners that may contribute to the welfare of our families. And so one of the areas is Right Now Media, for instance. So our families are well aware that they have a free subscription to Right Now Media, which will train them up on issues that they may be confronting. It might be marital issues, it might be financial issues, but this is open to our families. Or it might be something about child development and child rearing. And so we encourage them to do that. We also are connected with groups like Focus on the Family and others that offer in-depth, more psychological training for parents and kids. We are also involved with Moms in Prayer to teach kids how to pray. And so we have a Girls in Prayer program patch that families can work on together. We are with another group called Free to Be, which is about leadership and what that's like in a Christian context. And we also believe in things like Access, which is, I don't know if you've heard of Access, but they're out of the Chuck Colson Center for Biblical Worldview, and they address teen issues and help. They have something called the Culture Translator, which helps parents understand what those teen words that only the teens seem to know mean so that we can understand that vocabulary as well. So that's all available to our parents and actually to your listeners. If they just visit AmericanHeritageGirls.org and look at our blog, you can read and learn a whole lot from our program partners as well as American Heritage Girls.
Amen. I mean, we've seen some areas of the nation preparing to reopen again. Has AHG begun to plan how you will start the process of going back to normal with meetings and all of that?
Well, you know, with as far as troop meetings, I can talk to you about this in two different ways. My staff here at the national headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, we have our own plan of coming back. We have a national headquarters that allows for social distancing, and of course we have to wear the masks and all of that. But we have a childcare issue, and that's been a difficult one. Until childcare is open, it's going to be pretty tough for our staff to be able to come back. We're not asking them to leave their kids at home alone. that would sort of defeat the purpose of American Heritage Girls. Mm-hmm. But as far as troop meetings go, you know, really this is up to the charter organization, which basically owns the troop. So when that church is able to open again, that's when I'm guessing the troop meetings will be able to begin. And it's not a one and done thing where we can do a sweeping national announcement, because every state and locale is different. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, of course we follow CDC guidelines as well as state and federal guidelines, but moreover, because the church owns this program, they're the ones that are making the call as to when those meetings will begin again.
Amen. Amen. Patty, this is all so fascinating. I mean, I'm really impressed by what you've built and what you've done. I mean, we've seen so much reporting of what's wrong, you know, with the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and all that. It is so refreshing, and it's really a great service the Lord has led you to start with American Heritage Girls. And I who'd have thought around that kitchen table 25 years ago, right?
For a time such as this.
Amen. Amen. As we get ready to close, what's the number one message that you want to say to girls right now and their families to know, in light of having faith and just letting go of the fear surrounding the coronavirus issues?
You know, I turn myself to Psalms. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you.
Amen.
Let's go to one more, if I could. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom or of what shall I be afraid?
Amen. Amen. That is so true. Amen. Glory to God. We're about out of time, but I want to bring out the fact that you also have a book titled Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle, correct?
Absolutely. It's coming out in September of 2020.
Amen. Amen. Well, since we're about out of time, will you come back on the program? And I want to talk to you just about this book, because I think it's needed, as you just referenced, for such a time as this. Will you come back on and do an interview where we just discuss your book?
It would be my pleasure.
Amen. Amen. Because I believe that this is needed for such a time as this. Glory to God. Will your book be on Amazon and all the major platforms and things like that?
It sure will be, even Audible, so you can listen to it if you'd like.
Who's doing the reading?
I will be. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So I'll put a link, when we get the release and all that, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But I'm definitely going to do another interview with you about your book. Patty, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or get more information on American Heritage Girls, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. The easiest way is to visit our website, AmericanHeritageGirls.org.net.whatever. Just put in American Heritage Girls, you'll find us. In addition, if you would prefer to call, you can call our national headquarters at 513-771-2025. We are here to answer any questions and to help you start a troop in your area with your church as your charter partner. Or if you'd like to find a troop in your local area for your daughter, you can put your zip code into the top of our Find a Troop on our website, and you'll be able to see what's in your area.
Amen. Amen. I just want to verify that number again, 513-771-2025.
That's right.
Amen. I'll put I'll link all that down in the show notes below. Praise the Lord. Folks, you've seen the moral decay that is happening in our society right now, basically for the last 50 years. And it just blesses me so much to hear about American Heritage Girls. I mean, this organization is truly a gift from God for the United States and, for that matter, around the world. I mean, Patty took just one small inspirational moment with God, and it's changed the destiny of so many young women. I mean, you need to get in touch with American Heritage Girls. You need to go down into the show notes and reach out to them. If you're a mother, you have a daughter, if you're a grandmother, you have granddaughters, you know, nieces, you know, you need to reach out and see where they're at in your area. I mean, find out if there's a local chapter in your town or in your area. If there's not, then find out how to start one, praise God. Glory to God. This book coming out, Why Curse the Darkness When You Light a Candle, this is going to be awesome as well. I can tell just from the title. Praise the Lord. And
we're going to have Patty back on. We're going to discuss her book. But, you know, just go down the show notes. Get in touch with American Heritage Girls right now while you're thinking about it. You know, if anything, just sign up for their email list and stay in the loop on what they're doing and things that are coming out. Folks, Patty, thank you for coming on the program. It's been such a blessing to have you here today.
It has been great to chat with you, Pastor Bob, and thank you for what you're doing.
I appreciate that. But, you know, all my job is to help you get the word out. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Glory to God. Time goes so fast when I'm doing these great interviews. For Patty Garibay, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.